Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Something in the way you move. Oh, you were singing too. That's so sweet.
Was I?
Yeah.
I didn't
turn on your mic. I could hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I do love this song.
Sure. That's what we do when we're on break. Like, we listen really carefully to the commercials and then we sing the song together. That's what we do here on the show. Hey, in about an hour, we are going to be calling the grand prize winner from last week. We did a whole Adventures by Disney vacation package to England and France, 8 days, 7 nights. We got 10 people qualified, and one of them is getting a call at 9 o'clock this morning.
Fun.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
It's going to be amazing.
All right, let's get into the trash here. We're going to start with a game. It's time to play a game.
I'll win.
It's a hard game.
I'm going to win.
This is a really hard game.
I like my chances.
This is Who Is This? That's the name of this.
Who is this?
Name of this game.
Am I going to get audio, or are you going to read a quote? Or
I'm just going to tell you a couple things. You love this guy. It's a man. You love this guy. You love him. Like, there have been shows that he's been on that you're like, that. I love that guy. That guy's great. Oh, I can't believe that guy did this. You love this guy.
Okay.
And
God, I feel like I'm for sure going to win now. You've given me a ton of hints.
Yeah, he's not only on some of your favorite shows, but he is a Broadway guy. He's a big actor.
Okay.
And he has a band.
Broadway guy. I love him.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to play a song, and let's see if you can pull him out by his voice.
Okay.
But let's start with Come Talk to Me. This is a song with your
own.
Can you cut the horns? You're killing me.
All right.
Let me hear this.
You want to start with the other one? We can start
with
the other one. All right. We'll start with
the other one.
Called Ketamine.
So just like the other one. Here it is.
All right.
Here is Ketamine.
Hold on. So you guys are telling me.
Let's get to a chorus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is.
Is there no chorus?
I mean, it's kind of this chorus, yeah.
Okay. I don't know from what you've played so far. So you're telling me.
Let me give you a couple more hints.
All right.
All right.
I love this guy.
This guy is not just very familiar to TV viewers, but he has a longstanding Broadway resume. Chicago, Cabaret, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. In fact, it's where he met some of the guys that are in the band now. Fellow castmate Matt Katz Bowen, a musician who's played keyboards for Blondie since 2008. And then a guy who is Peter Janowitz. He's the drummer for bands including the Wallflowers. And the name of their band is Princess Goes to the Butterfly Museum.
That's the name of this band that
That's the name
just
of this band.
To.
Here's another song from them called Come Talk to Me. Let's see if you can, with all armed with all those hints. Oh, yeah. How are you not dancing? Oh, man. This is trippy. I love this. All right.
Sarah's doing the bite my lip white girl dance now here that has to be seen at RadioAlice.com. Wow. All right.
Oh, man. I love that.
So here's, my first guess, if I only get one guess, this is the only guess I can make because all I know from the hints you've given me so far is that at one point, the star of Hedwig and the Angry Inch was Neil Patrick Harris.
It's not Neil Patrick Harris. Good guess. Good guess. I didn't even know he starred in it.
And I didn't even know that's someone you would think that I'd love.
He's a good singer, though.
I don't dislike him, but
sure.
I don't love him. But
the
I don't know
the singer
who...
of that song and the star. So, no, you failed. Do you got any money over there?
I don't have. Oh, yeah, I do.
Give me some money.
Wait, hold on.
Give me some money. I'll just take a dollar.
No, I only have a 10. Sorry. Oh.
$10. I'll take it. I'll put it over here with my other $1.
All right.
In case you win something later. That is Dexter. That is Michael C. Hall.
Oh, my.
Who is the little brother on 6 Feet Under. and is the star of Dexter.
And you know what? He's starring in another show too, and it's not that great.
What is it?
I can't remember, but it's like, is he an English guy?
I actually don't know.
I don't know if he's putting on the English accent or what, but it's some English mystery.
Dexter actor Michael C. Hall on his new dance music trio. All roads seem like they were leading to this.
Good for him.
Princess Goes to the Butterfly Museum is the name of the band, and the two songs we heard were Come Talk to Me and Ketamine. There's a shot of the three of them looking cool, all leather clad, hanging out in front of a chain link fence. Dexter.
Hanging out in front of the chain link.
You know, it makes you look tough.
I would have gone
crummy neighborhood,
hanging out in an alley, but all right, there's a chain link fence there.
Is it Star versus the Forces of Evil?
No, it's called Safe.
Oh, there it is, Safe.
Oh,
I think.
And you don't like it, huh?
Yeah, Safe.
No.
Well,
no,
that's
it didn't.
Too bad. It's, even though you like him so much.
I love him.
I know.
Some of the seasons of Dexter might be the best TV I've ever seen.
I think you said seasons 3 and 4 are your favorites.
They're incredible. Mm. Whenever I describe it to someone, I say to them, it's a compliment to the actor that you can be looking at a serial killer and be yelling at your TV, Dexter, the cops are coming! Run! Like, he's a murderer.
You gotta get out of there.
He's a killer, but you're cheering for him.
Mm.
And that is where you go, I can't even explain it to people.
Right.
I'm cheering.
You can feel that, though. You definitely,
For a murderer.
Well, that's like, wanting Tony Soprano to get better. The dude's a horrible person who murders him. And you're just like, the guy, he's in therapy. He's trying.
Right. He's trying, sure.
North Carolina is where he's from.
Oh, really? Not an English guy.
All right.
I guess he's putting on a fake accent in that, then. I really should buckle down and get to the new music charts. But there's this video of this stripper falling off the tallest pole you ever saw. And she just, I don't know, does her butt catch her? Because she gets up and just starts twerking. So her name is Jania Sky.
Oh!
Oh, hold on. Let's hear her land. Hold on.
Oh, you heard it.
I didn't hear it.
No,
I was talking.
I screamed.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
All right. Let's go back to where... Oh! Oh, boy, that's far.
What would you say she fell? 10 feet?
It's 15 feet. She's at the top of a 15-foot pole, and she splats. And there's, by the way, there's someone sitting there on the stage who barely flinches. Like, is that person in a drug stupor? Now watch this. Now she starts... She gets up, and she starts twerking. She's like, whatever. There it is.
Well...
She's like just checking everything out, making sure nothing's broken.
Show business.
She splatted hard. I don't think we can really put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That right hip is going to hurt because she took the whole fall.
That is definitely going to leave a mark.
On her.
She's plump, though, through the rear. So she's had some padding, which is, that's important.
Wow.
You want to have something soft to land on.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Embarrassment.
Or drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's true.
That person sitting on the stage that she basically lands on that doesn't move, but then kind of looks over and goes, are you okay? I think that person might be on drugs.
Yikes.
Anyway.
How did you get... What is that?
It's from TMZ.
Oh, just a random stripper falling off a stripping
pole. They call her the bounce back stripper.
All right. That's
weird. Falls off 15-foot pole, gets up, keeps twerking. This is in Texas.
Right.
Jania Sky.
That's her name.
Yes. So you can go to TMZ. This is on there, I think.
Oh,
I think it
my.
Just broke. Nikki, did you just grab this? This is pretty recent, right?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's from this morning.
Yeah. You'll easily find it. I mean, there can't be too many stories about a chick falling 15 feet off a stripper pole this morning. And if you want it, you got it.
She's got to be young. That's how that happens.
Yeah.
My mom fell off her own feet, which isn't that high, and broke ribs.
Mm.
That lady fell 15 feet off a pole.
And splatted. Like, looked like she landed in a bad, people who fall into one of those jazz splits looks terrible.
Young people.
The update from the stripper is she says she pretty much broke her jaw.
Oh, so she did break something.
She broke her jaw? That's tough. That's hard. I knew a guy who broke his jaw and his mouth was all wired shut and he had to carry the pliers with him, in case he had to emergency get the thing out of there.
Get the thing out of there?
Just, because you can't, they've got your jaw all wired shut.
Right.
But if you barf, you'll die.
You have to carry pliers.
So you carry, like, I don't know, clippers of some kind.
Wire snips.
Yeah,
like string cutters.
Kind of, carried him around with him. And it was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny at all. It's terrible that he broke his jaw. But he was just, like, everything through a straw. And he was so pathetic. Oh, poor thing.
How did he break it?
Really talk. I can't even remember.
Someone punched him?
I truly don't remember. Wayne Schwartz. I had such a crush on him when
you
I was
a
kid.
You had a crush on Wayne Schwartz?
I did. When I was a freshman, he was a senior.
I don't know
And
this
we made
guy.
Out over the summer as before I went into school. And but then he just
So
did.
You were in between 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
And you guys made out.
We made out right before school started up, and he was a senior. But he was like, you know, star soccer player or whatever. But he was like friends with a kid who lived on my street. So we hung out that summer, and I was just, Wayne.
I love just that feeling.
No time of day for
the
me.
The summers when all the kooky stuff happened, and
I know
everything was changing for you, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, God.
Yep. I had a lot happen that. That was the summer of my first kiss and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Wayne wasn't your first kiss.
He wasn't.
But you tried it and said, oh, I'm going to do more of that.
Yeah, I was into him. Into Wayne. God, I couldn't believe it when he was kissing me. I was like, oh my God. Wayne Schwartz is kissing me. Oh, my God. I can't believe this is awesome. Anyway, enough of my...
French kissing, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Totally.
All right.
Oh, great. It's still
just that one time or
it.
Multiple
yeah, just
times?
The one time.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Maybe one other time, but not like I know. It was sad. Oh,
boy.
You put a sad face on for me. Thank you. Wayne Schwartz. And then it was like a couple years later when he'd broken his jaw and I met up with him at the Standish Grill, which is where my mom always goes to like have drinks and dinner.
Standish Grill.
In East Bridgewater, right.
Is where Ellie went and had her.
Oh, they love the Standish Grill. Like wherever I lived in the country, my mom would always be like, go to the Standish tonight or go to the grill.
Like,
the of course
grill.
You are. Standish Grill. So I was in there with my mom, and in walks Wayne Schwartz with his jaw wired
Wait,
up.
So you're at happy hour with your mom at the
Something
Standish
like
Grill.
Yeah. There's no other reason I would have been there if I wasn't with my mom. I think my mom and my friend Lisa Egan. Anyway.
So your mom took you girls for her...
Yeah, and I think her...
Her happy
Lisa's
hour.
Lisa's mom, too. They were friends. Anyway.
Come on, girls. You're coming to happy hour with mom.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Standish. We'll go to the grill. Gentry will meet us later or something. I don't know. It was years ago. It's probably 21 or 22.
We're
going
to need him to pick us up anyway because I'm going to have too many drinks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Okay, let's look at the album chart, shall we? This is the Billboard 200.
Wayne Schwartz.
I know. God, oh, I was so in love with him. Hmm. So cute. Just a dummy, you know, just a dumb kid.
Well, we all, you know,
yeah.
That's the way
but
that works.
Something about him. Mm. Mm. At number 10, there's a lot of new music this week debuting in the top 10 on the Billboard 200. Yo Gotti.
I just love stories like that.
Oh, do you?
I love being in that little moment that you're having there. Oh. Wayne Schwartz. Okay, sorry.
It
Yo
comes
Gotti.
Out of nowhere, too.
Yeah.
We're talking about the stripper that broke her jaw and went down.
Oh, the broken
path.
Jaw. Well, I mean, that's the only guy. I just happened, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I really liked him. I remember one time.
Oh, this is good.
This is not that good. My friend Susie Wagner, before we were friends.
She's the one who dumped you. Like, you're not friends anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not friends anymore.
Like, she hates you.
Yeah. Well,
you did something to her.
I did.
What'd you do?
It was over a guitar player that she really liked that
you had to have because.
I really liked him, too.
Right.
And I didn't want to say anything about it, so.
But then you did him.
Mm-hmm. And she found out. She was so mad.
So you guys
but, and
were
it was
never
wrong.
Friends
I was
again.
Wrong. Now, we've talked a little on Facebook, but she's super Jesus-y, and I'm not into that, so. You know, everything she wrote me, she ended with, like, some, you know, line from a psalm or something.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, you're
well,
Jesus-y.
She's trying to help you.
Actually, remember we were talking about Peter Pouliopoulos?
Yeah.
So she was seeing the friend who had a brother named Peter. I want to say that she wound up married to the friend's brother.
Peter Pouliopoulos' friend.
Friend, Kevin.
That hit Kevin's brother.
Kevin's brother.
She married Kevin's brother.
She married Kevin's older brother, who was in a band called Reckless Hearts.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Sorry. That's really... Let's go back to the charts. Yo Gotti...
Right.
Is in 10th place, debuting there, a record called Untrapped, 35,000 copies of that. Oh my God, this is groundbreaking.
You know
it's
what?
Amazing.
I want to say something to you real quick. the guys that were working at my house over the weekend jammed rap the whole time, and and they're young guys. They're, you know, backsplash tile artists, but they're fairly young, and they're jamming rap the whole time. And I realized, of a certain age, rap is the normal.
Yes.
Like, so when we play these charts, and you and I sit here like, oh God, what?
This is what the young kids are listening to.
Most people under 30 go, what else would be in the charts?
Right. I don't know. How about forget the charts and listen to some Zeppelin?
I'm just telling you that I had one of those moments where I went, these guys, they're not just playing a rap song. They're playing everything. And I heard Tupac and I heard new stuff. And I was like, oh, these guys just listen to rap.
At number 9, I suppose this would be an option for you. The new Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. Not a great first week for him. 39,000 copies. I guess that the kids have gotten their fill of all the other directions.
Or he's just not as good. I don't know.
Guess not. Because I want to say Harry Styles, you know, was number one with a bullet.
Oh, he's killing it.
He dropped the top 10, though, you know.
Watermelon Sugar.
Yeah, sure. Younger people that I follow are like, Harry Styles is, you know, they post Harry Styles. And
he's amazing.
Well, they like him.
He's fire.
Yeah. Halsey's Manic is number 8 with 43,000 copies. Kesha's record, High Road, which came out a week and a half ago, debuted in 7th place, 45,000 copies for Kesha. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Billie Eilish, 52,000 copies for 6th place. One by one. Post Malone's Hollywood's Bleeding is number 5, 55,000 copies. Debuting in 4th place is an artist named Russ. Shake the Snow Globe, 65,000 copies. At number 3 is Music to be Murdered By, Eminem, another 69,000 copies. It seems impossible.
Yes!
It seems like once you've written enough of these songs, it seems like you just run out of words, you know, like,
or you'd burn your lips.
Sure,
I mean,
right there on fire, just like the chafing, the friction.
He must Vaseline his teeth or something to
something,
be able to
keep them slipping like that.
Dang,
that's number 3, Eminem. Number 2, Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. That's Roddy Ricch finally slipping into number 2, 86,000 copies. That's no Eminem. And debuting in 1st place, Lil Wayne's Funeral, 139,000 copies. Oh, boy.
I like this guy.
He's freaking, oh, so talented.
He is.
I know.
What are you talking about?
I agree.
What?
What are you doing
over there?
You don't agree with me at all. I don't at all.
All right.
I'll pick one of these, Bren. Meek Mill and Justin Timberlake drop a new song called Believe. And Justin Bieber drops a new single, Intentions, featuring Quavo. What do you guys think?
We got to do Bieber, don't we?
Yeah, Bieber.
Bieber's the one.
Duh. Yeah.
Well, JT, I mean.
JT?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. JB, here we go.
Come on.
Really? Call your daughter. Make sure she knows there's a new Bieber song.
Oh, God.
It's better than Yummy, so maybe we could play this instead.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's better than Yummy.
I've never been a...
Well, we all love Yummy, but I do think that I like this better.
I like One Time, but I've seen the video, like, so many times.
Yummy, 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 yummy. Is that Quavo?
Yep.
God, he's great. All right. That's going to do it for the 8 o'clock trash. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get to that adult toy story, pizza, facts, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.